will not be joining us today, so our legal counsel will be stepping in to assist us together with our AEO for the public session of this meeting. So I'm calling in from the Institute for Business and Technology in Santa Clara, and in the Charter College at Oxnard, we should have Dr. Calabucci and Ms. Garcia, correct?
Yes, we're both here.
Thank you. The California Eye Professionals location, we have Dr. McIntyre. We do? Great, thank you. Going across the list, we have El Paso Road in Sacramento, and we should have Ms. Berber and Dr. Turetsky.
Here.
Here.
Great, thank you. At the Oakland Marriott City Center, we should have Mr. Morodomi.
I'm here.
And on the list, Kaiser Permanente, and that should be Dr. Chara.
Yes, I'm here.
Great, thank you. We're going to go ahead and now move into, and we have a quorum, by the way. Everyone is present. Thank you for taking time out of your afternoon to meet. And we'll go ahead and go into a request for any public members that are, I'm sorry, any public sitting with our members, if you could please identify.
Yep, Kara Corches in Sacramento with California Optometric Association.
Okay, thank you. Any other locations have anyone from the public? We'll go ahead and move to item number two, public comment for items not on the agenda.
This would be?
Yes.
Okay.
And
hi, this is Kara. Yep. And I just also, before I start, I'm making comments on behalf of John Valencia and Catherine Scott as well today. As most of you know, there's a lot of illnesses going around, so they've asked me to represent them before the board, and I think we all appreciate that in this little room, that they're not spreading their germs to us. So, again, my name is Kara Corches. I'm coming for you to make comments individually. Just based on my experience working with your executive officer, as you know, I represent the California Optometric Association, so I come before the board quite often. And generally, there's always a natural tension between regulators and the regulated. But in my experience working with Jessica on behalf of the optometric profession, she was always very fair and balanced in her approach, which is greatly appreciated. I really appreciate her commitment to evidence-based decision-making, and this has been evident to me in a lot of your board packets. On a lot of the issues, I see a lot more data and evidence and facts. For example, the last meeting we had on, it was a subcommittee on inspection authority of the board. There was a really great chart of all the other boards and their inspection authorities showing us a lot of facts on the branch office law. While COA may have different opinion than the state board, I appreciate that she provided all of the meeting attendees with a lot of great background research and facts. I think using evidence-based decision-making creates better policies ultimately, so that's what I just wanted to come before you and mention that, as well as I really appreciate that Jessica always seeks input from all interested stakeholders, as we've seen in a lot of the work groups over the past year. And lastly, there seems to be an improvement in board operation efficiency at the staff level, and it's nice to see board and staff who are working to improve efficiencies internally instead of automatically turning to, well, let's just raise fees to make things better. As many of you see in other governmental agencies, efficiency isn't always the first priority, and so I appreciate that Jessica really stresses that in her leadership role with the board. And now I will move into Catherine Scott's comments, and as you know, Catherine Scott represents Luxottica and also has a lot of work before the board, so she just wanted me to make a comment that she also really appreciates Jessica's evidence-based decision-making. She really values that Jessica's always very frank and transparent. And because she is that way, it makes the industry competitors work easier together because we always know where she and the board stands. And lastly, Catherine wanted me to mention that your executive officer, Jessica, is always clear when she's working with stakeholders that the board's focus is on consumer protection solely. So it makes a really clear line exactly where you stand, and therefore just makes it easier to work with the board. And next, I'm going to read a statement from John Valencia, and this is exactly in his own words, so I'm going to read it maybe a little bit wordier than my comments, so if you'll just forgive me and give me a few minutes. So John Valencia's comments say, good afternoon. Thank you for allowing my colleague, Kara Corches, to present my brief remarks in connection with the board's evaluation of the executive officer. As I am unable to appear before the board in person, I extend these personal professional comments from the perspective of an individual with extensive engagement with the board on legislative, regulatory, and administrative policies, and as an individual with years of engagement with previous generations of board management. Executive Officer Seiferman approaches matters inclusively and collaboratively on board matters relating to public safety and regulation of the profession. She makes it a point to seek input from interested parties and affected and or involved stakeholders on the issue of the day. Innovatively, in preparation for board focus on potential legislative or regulatory matters, she has ensured broad board staff exposure to access aspects of the vision care industry, such as production and prescription fulfillment, with which staff may not previously had firsthand experience. In short, and in the interest of time, I respectfully submit to the California Board of Optometry that to this external stakeholder and representative of interest before the board is well represented by the current executive officer, whose public engagement on behalf of the board is a positive reflection on the board in relation to its regulatory and legislative activities. And that concludes my remarks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if I could ask legal counsel to collect that, please, if possible, if there's a copy that's being left.
She'll email it. We'll get that
great
posted. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments from the public in case somebody walked in somewhere? Okay. Thank you. We'll go ahead now and move to item number 3, the school board closed session.
Okay. Let me just shut off the recorder and then...
In a meeting.
Ruby?
Yes.
Ruby?
Is leaving?